Well, this portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. It's the Dial-A-Doc program today. And we're with Dr. Terry Donat again from Ear, Nose, and Throat at FHN. Dr. Terry, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me on.
It's always great to talk to you. We always learn a lot. I know that you, of course, at the ENT team there at FHN, you also have your physician assistant, Rob Fox. You provide a full complement of ear, nose, and throat care. Why don't you give us a summary of the types of conditions that you and your team treat?
Sure. So Rob Fox joined us over a year ago, and he's extensive medical knowledge and surgical experience that he brings to the practice. And what's great about it is that about half of what we do are medical workups for conditions to decide what how best to treat people, and whether that's medical or surgical. What we do here is about 40% of complaints that go to primary care are related to the head and neck, whether in adults or in children. And most of those conditions are very straightforward and can be treated, such as allergies or infections. And we tend to see those which are a rapid onset, such as sudden hearing loss, infections, or trauma, or they become more complex because despite the immediate care of your primary for a first time or a recurrent condition, it doesn't respond, and then we usually get involved when to come out and look at more complex problems. Or the biggest thing is persistent chronic problems, such as chronic sinusitis, where you may have had repeated treatments, nasal blockage, changes in your hearing, changes in your voice, changes in your swallowing, or more concerning, but not necessarily cancer, is related to growth of masses within glands, such as the spit gland or the thyroid gland in the head and neck.
Dr. Terry, I also understand that you're board certified in the area of facial plastic and reconstructive surgery. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I did a second training fellowship in 1998 and became board certified in facial plastic surgery. And what I focus on here in the northwestern portion of Illinois are reconstruction of removal of skin cancers and reconstruction of defects where specialized dermatologists called Mohs surgeons remove skin cancers, and then people have either large or complex or very specific defects of the face that they need to have reconstructed in the most beneficial way for your function and also appearance. The other thing is we like to produce really nice scars. And so whether you have a surgery related to a skin cancer or just a surgery related to anything else in the head and neck, we want you to have a scar which is not avoidable, but can be least noticeable. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we focus on here.
Doc, what about the common conditions described to us that you most often are now diagnosing and treat there at FHN at Ear, Nose, and Throat?
Yeah, so the most common conditions we see are typically related to ear complaints such as pressure, hearing loss, fullness of the ear, and infections. Chronic or acute sinusitis that doesn't respond to antibiotics initially. When a lot of times people come with CAT scans from an outside provider or another location, or we can get those here. And then conditions of the voice or the nose where it leads to blockage in breathing or difficulty in swallowing or speaking. And one of the things that's nice about it is we have the ability to then look at at those structures here with small scopes in the office and project it on a large screen so that you and your family can see exactly what we're looking at, and we can talk about that together.
What about the procedures you do that can be done right there in the office versus have to be done in the operating room?
Sure. So the procedures that we do here in the office typically are those that, number one, people tolerate quite well. They're simple procedures, are straightforward so that you don't have much discomfort and that we can accomplish the goal, and or that we don't need any specialized equipment in. Those usually involve a topical anesthetic because we can't give any general anesthesia or sedation in the office. And those are also biopsy procedures that we tend to do here in the office for evaluation of growths.
I know you also do minimally invasive procedures. What does that actually mean, and why is that better for patients?
Sure. So minimally invasive procedures means, in general, that we don't make incisions in the lining tissue. So some of the things we've done in the past have been either using or currently using radio frequency energy to reduce the lining tissue of the nose or reduce the nerve that comes into the nose, the activity of the nerve that produces mucus in the nose. Also, we expand the sinus openings with balloons, and those types of procedures allow us to even do procedures on people who are have anticoagulation are on medications that normally would cause excessive bleeding if we caused cuts. So we're able to do those, and people can go home the same day and really have very little recovery. And then the advantages that we really offer to patients during our consultations here are that, you know, we're one of the very few providers in these specialties in Northwest Illinois, and that we do a thorough evaluation. We try to explain what we see when we show you things on scope, and then we try to use the fewest modifications, whether it's your behavior, such as changes in throat clearing or avoiding allergies or medications or potential surgery that reduce or alleviate your problems.
We're talking to Dr. Terry Donat at FHN, ear, nose, and throat, together with, he's talked about his a new physician assistant, Rob Fox, there as well. You know, we've talked about, and this is you're one of the very few in the region, my understanding, is to do this this radial procedure in terms of reducing persistent mucus. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's several ways that we can reduce the activity of the nerve that produces mucus in the throat. We can't, and the nose, we can't eliminate that, because the goal of the nose is actually to heat and moisturize the air coming through our nose. But the radio frequency is a device that, if it's covered by your insurance, reduces the lining tissue swelling, and also reduces the activity of the nerve, so that over the 4 to 8 weeks after the treatment, in about 80% of people, the mucus is reduced. There's not a set percentage, but it's reduced so that you don't have drainage excessively out the front of your nose or feel it down the back as much. And so when people that don't respond to medications or have persistent symptoms, the goal is to reduce your symptoms of congestion or drainage or of stuffiness, even though we can't eliminate it 100%.
Doc, what about, I know now probably is a low time in terms of allergies out there. We're not talking spring and we're not talking fall, but what about curing allergies? What do you work on? And maybe this would be a good time to think about that. Tell us about this.
Yeah, if you've got a cure for allergies, I'm all ears. Unfortunately, there's no way to cure allergies, but we can certainly have methods to treat them. We certainly ask you to avoid the exposure to those allergies that you're aware of, and get tested if you're not aware of what those are. And then the realistic goals thereafter are to treat medically and also surgically to reduce the symptoms. So, for instance, some people get incredible congestion and can't breathe through their nose for months or years. And so what we do is try and treat that medically. And if you fail that response, then it's to reduce the congestion by eliminating or reducing large structures in the nose that block breathing and contribute to that.
I assume, you know, you're talking about, you know, insurance approval is fairly common on the procedures you do. What about the Medicare system? They approve as well?
Yeah, in general, Medicare approval. Now, we still have to, I mean, it depends upon the supplements that people have, but we try and work with those supplements to make sure we get approved what we can. We, of course, can't change those policies, but we'd certainly take Medicare patients without any concern whatsoever because, well, we're all getting older, and there are a large part of us that are on those systems. And what's great about it is that provides us the ability to take care of those people, especially in the office setting.
Gotcha. All right. If people want to learn more or to set up an appointment with you, Dr. Terry, how could they do that?
Sure. They can certainly go to the website for Freeport, which is fhn.org, or they can call the office here at 815-599-7780. And if there are specific questions, my staff can take those questions and I can try and get back to people. Otherwise, I can certainly see people in consultation, and we encourage people to bring any records they have from outside that we don't have to reduplicate evaluations when we see people. And, you know, we look forward to that.
All right, Dr. Terry, always great to talk to you. Great information. You have a happy new year, and we'll talk again soon. All right.
Thank you very much, Scott. Have a good day.
Dr. Terry Donat here today, ear, nose, and throat at FHN. Preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.